Members of the Writers Guild and Working Families Party, groups of the Save Our News Coalition, held a rally today outside the New York offices of Angelo Gordon Company, an investment company, asking them not to sell the Tribune Company to the Koch brothers. This rally was one of nationwide protests today against the purchase. There were similar protests in Chicago, Los Angeles, and Baltimore. The Koch brothers want to purchase 9 daily newspapers, including the LA Times, Chicago Tribune, and the Baltimore Sun. Many think the purchase of these papers would then be used to promote the Koch brothers' radical right-wing agenda. Dan Cantor is executive director of the Working Families Party and said what they're trying to do is buy the second largest newspaper chain in America.
We're here because one of the biggest investors in the Koch brothers, in the Tribune, is the Angelo Gordon firm, and they're the ones who get to decide, are they going to sell to this firm that the Koch brothers run? This is an appalling possibility, as I think people know. David Koch, one of the two brothers, lives about a mile from here. Together with his brother, they're worth about $70 billion. That's the budget of New York City. Gives you a sense of the astonishing wealth they have. And they use that wealth in the furtherance of some of the most extreme views that anybody in America holds. They are outside the pale, whether it's their money spent on denying climate change or fighting for ever more tax breaks for the wealthy. Journalism is too important to be left in the hands of the Koch brothers. It seems to me, and I think to everybody else, that the last thing we need in America is another Rupert Murdoch. And that's what the Koch brothers represent. About 500,000 Americans so far have signed a petition, including about 50,000 working families members, signed a petition in opposition to the sale of the Tribune papers to the Koch brothers. This box here has about 1/20th of them. About 25,000 people are, not people, but signatures are in this box. We didn't want to waste the paper. We're going to deliver them inside to the Angelo Gordon firm. And in so doing, we're going to be making a statement that the free press is too valuable, too precious, to give, to sell to the likes of David and Charles Koch.
The Koch brothers have pushed their right-wing agenda all over the country. They've supported anti-immigrant state legislation in Arizona. They supported Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and other groups to take away workers' rights to collectively bargain. And they've been trying since 1980 to privatize Social Security, which organizers said today would put millions of seniors at risk. And they've long advocated for abolishing minimum wage. At the rally today were two filmmakers whose documentary called Citizen Koch lost their public television commission because of the influence of David Koch, who's a trustee of PBS's WNET and WGBH. Tia Lesson is one of the filmmakers.
We made a film about the Citizens United decision and how the money of the few has drowned out the voices of the rest of us. And we got a commission from public television last spring to make our film and to broadcast our film on public broadcasting. And suddenly, last fall, public television backed out on their commitment to us and our commitment to broadcast our film. And as documented in Jane Mayer's article in The New Yorker last week, the reason they backed out was because David Koch was displeased with another film that had broadcast last fall. And they feared that our film would further offend him. And so they killed our public broadcast, they killed our funding for our film, and we're here to tell you that the Kochs and media are not a good mix. We not only lost out on the commission, we believe that the public television viewers lost out on our film. And the voices of the people in our film, mostly moderate Republicans in the heartland, lost out because their voices have also been stifled.
Justin Melito is director of organizing for the Writers Guild, which has 4,000 members on the East Coast in film, TV, digital media, and news.
It certainly is a concern when the resources of public media are cut further and further, and the only ones that are giving into public media are large corporations, that certainly you can expect this kind of influence over our public media. And people should be very alarmed about this. People should be very concerned about it, but people should be active about it. We can't sit by and have our newspapers and our media controlled by the likes of the Koch brothers, who of course are billionaire industrialists who have an agenda that is to maximize profit at the expense of people. And, you know, we see that play out in the film Citizen Koch, which is, you know, people are being prevented from seeing due to their influence. And without a free press, we certainly can't expect to have a free country.
The filmmakers of Citizen Koch are planning screenings of their documentary. We'll have more on this later. The coalition were not able to drop off the box of 25,000 signatures at the offices of Angelo Gordon and Company. And there are now 500,000 signatures from people protesting the sale of the Tribune Company to the Koch brothers. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.
Bad news! Koch brothers are bad news!
Koch brothers!
Bad news!
Koch brothers!
Bad news!